This will be Sean Quady's second personal foul, eighth team foul. And Ethan Guza goes back to the free throw line for two shots. He went one for two in his first time at the line. However, he trails by 10 points again. Just can't seem to get out of that hole. First free throw bounces on the second effort in for Ethan Guza. Charles McClatchy checks in for Marlette, replaces Sean Quady. He has two fouls.
That ball had absolutely no business going
no,
in.
No, not a chance.
It hit the one part of the rim that would allow it to carom in.
He must have gone to Ash Wednesday Mass this week. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Ethan McKinney. First rebound for Marlette in this quarter. We have 3:25 before halftime. Andrew Storm, top of the key, being guarded by Tyler Vollmering. Down to the lane, cuts and misses a wide open layup. Rebound, Cody Seaman. And it's stolen on the other end by Hunter Kelly. Andrew Storm, right wing, in transition to Isaac Dale. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled on the push. They're going to say it's on the floor. Marlette will inbound underneath their own hoop. Foul goes against Ethan Guza. That's his second, and Harbor Beach is sixth. Free throws the rest of the way out for this first half. Hunter Kelly inbounds to Ethan McKinney. Into Isaac Dale against Guza, and he just picked up his third personal foul. Ron Rubel not pleased about that. Ethan Guza with his third personal, team seventh. Isaac Dale at the free throw line for... Are they giving him two shots? Nope, one and one. Harbor Beach trails by 9, 26-17. 3:01 left in the first half. Isaac Dale, free throw is good, so he'll get a second one. Leads to 10, trying to make it 11 with a second made free throw.
With 3 minutes, though, the Pirates are going to have to cut this thing under double digits.
Isaac Dale's second free throw as good as the first. 11-point lead, their largest of the night, 28-17. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Passes all around and off the foot of Brady Kirsch. Gives the ball back to Marlette. That is the seventh turnover for Harbor Beach. James Shelke replaces Ethan Guza with three fouls. 2:52 left in the second quarter. 28-17, Marlette by 11.
The Red Raiders are not giving the Pirates that lane that they think is there. The passing game is what's working for the Pirates. I don't wonder if they're going to be going to it the next time down.
Andrew Storm to Hunter Kelly, right wing. Back to Andrew Storm, left wing. Down to the baseline. Kicks it back out to McClatchy. Goes up for the layup. Off balance. 2 points are good. 13-point lead, 30-17. Into the corner. Tyler Vollmering gets it. The layup is no good. Rebound for Marlette, Hunter Kelly. Andrew Storm across midcourt. 2:15 left in the second, a 13-point lead for Marlette.
Gone to a four corners right now.
At the free throw line, McClatchy to a wide open Ethan McKinney, but he took three steps, and that's a travel.
He was so open, he really got excited.
I would have too. There was no one between him and the basket, but he shuffled the feet a few too many times.
But that was a nice backside cut.
Yes,
and
it was.
And a bounce pass that made it, just found its way home.
It could have been, and it might be there in the future. Ryan Seaman, left wing. Cody Seaman, top of the key against Hunter Kelly.
Too much dribble for the Pirates.
And we have a whistle, and it's going to be a three-second call against Harbor Beach. Eighth turnover for the Pirates tonight. Marlette leads by 13, 30-17. Hunter Kelly will bring the ball up. They're putting Andrew Storm on the wing. That's the left wing. Right wing is Ethan McKinney. Isaac Dale at the high post. Actually, two at the high post. Kelly dribbles all the way in the corner and back out to the left wing. Into McClatchy, left wing against Cody Seaman. Fadeaway jump shot gets to fall. The big man with 4 points. A 15-point lead for the Red Raiders, 32-17. And it's stripped away. Hunter Kelly in possession. That's the ninth team turnover for Harbor Beach. And James Shelke steals it away. We're going the other way.
That was a nice anticipation move by James Shelke.
And we have a whistle. This will go against Marlette on the floor. Storm. And the foul is against Andrew Storm, his first, and Marlette's ninth team foul. Sends Ryan Siemens to the free throw line for 1-1. He's 2-for-2 from the free throw line so far. Ivory trails by 15. Check that, 14 with a made free throw from Ryan Siemens. He'll get a second one.
That's big to go ahead and get that free throw to go ahead and stop the bleeding.
32-18, 101 left in the first half. Ryan Seaman, perfect from the free throw line with 4-for-4 for 7 points. Harbor Beach trails now by 13, 32-19, less than a minute to play in the second quarter. Andrew Storm takes his time coming up the court to Hunter Kelly just across midcourt against coach Ryan Seaman. And they retreat, trying to go for last shot. They lead by 13 points. Andrew Storm right at midcourt against Tyler Vollmering. Starts his dribble, picks it up after one. Ethan McKinney now to Hunter Kelly. They're about 3 feet from the timeline.
Now they started this with a minute to go. It's a four corners.
24 seconds left and we have a whistle. This will go against Ryan Seaman. That'll be his first and Harbor Beach's eighth. That will send Hunter Kelly to the free throw line for 1-1. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. 23.3 seconds left. Marlette trying to extend the lead back out to 15 with two made free throws, and he missed the front end of a 1-1. Ball still loose. Cody Seaman has it on the floor. Jump ball gives it back to Marlette. So with 20.9 seconds left in the second quarter, Marlette with one more shot in this first half. Hunter Kelly inbounding. Looking for anyone open, finally feeds it into Andrew Storm. Back to Hunter Kelly on the baseline. The jump shot is good. Hunter Kelly with his first 2 points, 15-point lead. 10 seconds left. Tyler Vollmering in the corner for three, no good. Rebound brought in by Andrew Storm. 6 seconds left. Isaac Dale wide open in front of him. Goes up for the layup and in for 2 points. And that is how the first half will end. Marlette taking advantage of everything, leading by 17 points, 36-19 on the WLEW Sports Network. Marlette by 17 in Harbor Beach.
Life is unpredictable. We have no idea what is going to happen with our family, the economy, at work. But one thing you can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll-free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star package.
Remember, trucks are what we do, and your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, Truck Month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well, like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month, or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibu, yeah.
Truck Month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at signing.
Insurance, not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, home, auto, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan, life would be a lot more simplified. Visit your local Farm Bureau insurance